Well, well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Right Click. As always, Birdman here, and we're covering a couple different topics today, and somehow politics has just wound up making its way back in to gaming on the forefront, and always in the dumbest ways possible. I want to talk about two things today. I want to talk about a game called Mind's Eye, and I want to talk about a game called Splitgate. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and start with Mind's Eye, because this has been a very interesting, development process. Here's what I want to talk about Mind's Eye for, though. There's a specific reason. So Mind's Eye was created by former Rockstar developers. Rockstar is a development company, and Rockstar is known for some of the biggest games, most well-loved games potentially ever created, or at least up there. We're talking the likes of Red Dead Redemption, Grand Theft Auto. Those are two of just massive, massive names. Well, they left, and they created a developer called Build a Rocket Boy, which is kind of a funny name. But also, it's one of those things with that kind of resume and repertoire, you would think, okay, this game is going to be impressive. Now, it's built on our Unreal Engine 5, and we've kind of talked about Unreal Engine 5 before. I mean, UE5 is one of those unique... It's unique because, one, it's free. I actually have it on this computer. I've done some development on UE5. And it's a fantastic engine. Now, there is a curse amongst people who use UE5 and don't personalize it, let's say, where a lot of the games look very similar to each other. It has a particular graphics engine already built into it that you don't really have to mess with to make beautiful landscapes. And that's kind of the whole gist, is that you don't really, you don't have to have a lot of programming knowledge, and it's allowed indie development to become very big, very prosperous. This is the same thing that Clair Obscur Expedition 33 was built on, which to this day, I have mulled this over. That's one of the best games I've ever played. I'm actually looking forward to starting a new game on that soon, because it's so good. And I say all this because Mind's Eye is built off of UE5, and that's such an important distinction. If you look at something like Mind's Eye, let's just jump in. I'm not going to spend a ton of time on this. This is on my actual Steam account, so for whatever reason, I can't like zoom in so you can see it better. It has nothing to do with anything. A couple of things I want to point out. Mind's Eye up here is a narrative-driven single-player action adventure thriller set in the near-future fictional desert of city of Red Rock, featuring best-in-class cinematics, high-octane driving, and explosive combat from the game's director, Leslie Benzies. Now, you'll see here, this is a $60 game. If you want the deluxe version, it's $80, or you can buy it separately here. And just to kind of get a feel for it, this is what some of the screenshots of the game look like. At first glance, you'd say, well, okay, that actually looks good, and I would agree. It looks very good. It looks very Unreal Engine 5, which I don't have a problem with. It's great graphics. To me, it has a real, Metal Gear feel to it, at least to me. It kind of has that look. It kind of looks like a mix between like Black Ops 2 and Metal Gear Solid, but with updated graphics. Now, this game is obviously more than just looks. You have to have all the stuff that makes a game a game. And I think that's the problem. Now, I'm going to go ahead and forewarn you. I don't have this game. I can only speak to it about what's happening out there. But you can see at first glance, it's a good-looking game. Now, right now, it's mixed reviews, and a lot of these are, as of recent, very negative. Now, again, I don't have the game. I'm not going to sit here and talk about it as if I do, but there are a lot of things that can be discussed because the game has had a very poor reception. It's a $60 game, right? We covered that. From ground zero, a $60 game has to have at least some content. If you haven't watched, There's a YouTube channel called Game Ranks. And they've been around forever. I mean, absolutely forever. And they do a series called Before You Buy, and they do like 10 to 15 minute videos breaking down, like, hey, here's what our honest opinions, and they're very good at keeping bias out of it. Even on very politically motivated games, they're very good at just talking about the video game. It's why they're so popular. Okay. Jake Baldino is the guy who voices all of them and does all the commentary for it. And he played the game, and it is the first time, to my knowledge, I've been watching this, and I've seen this comment as well, that Game Ranks, it's the first one where the entire video was just openly negative. And he is not a negative individual. He even posted on his own YouTube channel kind of a background story of why it's so terrible, to a detail where he didn't have to mince words on the business page, if that makes sense. And the game is full of things like, let's show you this. The game has a really severe stuttering problem. So you get in something or you start an action and the game will just start chugging along. It will start skipping. It will start stuttering. It's a little, the way Twitter encodes videos is very rough. But as time goes on in this video, it gets very hitchy. So what is it advertised as a 60 frames per second or a 60 FPS game on PlayStation Pro, people have been struggling to actually get that. There is a lot of issues with this game's optimization and just sheer performance. And this goes on. See, you can see it freezing. Like, that's not me doing that. That's the game doing that. And if you play a game, if you're not a gamer, you may be thinking, so like, what? It kind of holds up every now and then. It's like, yeah, but put yourself in the actual playing of it and you realize, oh, this is very unpleasant. It's actually very unpleasant to your eyes too. It's very uncomfortable. And you can see this game, what you're seeing right here, yes, it's very terrible, and yeah, you get a failure, like, okay, that's terrible. That kind of segues into another big issue with the game. Because the game ends up being so lifeless, people have realized that the AI, and I don't mean AI as artificial intelligence in the way that you think now. It's what has always the name for, like, NPC or non-playable characters. You know, when they aggro to you and they start attacking or whatever, that's an AI. Anyways, the AI is terrible in this game. And so far as, like, if you go on a mission and it's an enemy, they'll just sit there and stare at you. They won't actually fight you, and you can just do whatever you want. And there is a lot of gameplay coming out. I mean, this game has been a complete disaster. Everything about the launch of this game, I mean, you can see he can't even aim because it's stuttering. If you go and harm civilians, the police won't do anything. The other civilians won't do anything. There's nothing that happens. The game gets locked in its own functionality. I mean, it's a traffic jam in a parking lot. Why? You see what I'm saying? One of the things that's very interesting to point out, and again, very granular video, and I'm gonna stop here. Yeah, I can. This is so annoying. Twitter encoding is terrible. In the top left, you can see where the the text turns this like salmon pink color. The first one is FPS, and you see to the right of that it says 40 FPS. And I want to make something very clear here. The green is his graphics card. That's the new AMD Radeon RX 9070 XT. That is a good card. He's also running a 9800X3D. That's the newest CPU. That's like arguably the best CPU on the market, or at least top three. And he's barely hitting 40 FPS, and his thing's gone. It's just sitting there jumping. He's up to 49. Great. What I'm getting at is this game is a mix of really, really bad optimization and performance and lifeless. It's built, that Red Rock or whatever they're calling the town is built around Las Vegas. That's kind of their whole shtick, is that it's Las Vegas. Okay, great. Sure, whatever. But the problem is, it's a pretty city, but you can't interact with anything in it. And that's the one thing that keeps coming up, is that it's just there's nothing to do. The combat is purely guns, and you just kind of rotate through them in your inventory. There's no melee. To my knowledge, I don't even think you can crouch. It's got a system where you can, like, a cover system where you can butt up against, like, a wall and shoot around it, and that's it. I keep hearing that the AI is repetitive. There's nothing here that stands out. And why am I bringing this up as a topic? Well, it all leads to really this one little nugget. I talk about passionate development, and these are people who have the credentials, that have the resume to make world-class games, and this game isn't anything but, and it's not at a premium price, but $60 is not chump change. It's just not. It's not fair to ask people for $60 when the game fundamentally doesn't work. Well, okay. This is how far it's gotten. I'll make this last point before we move on. This game has gotten so much feedback and so much flack, and it's not people just saying, like, okay, this game just isn't good. The game doesn't perform to a degree where it's almost false advertisement. I have never seen this to this degree. Sony is allowing on PlayStation refunds for Mind's Eye. I'm sorry. I am stunned by this. Master of Moogles posted on the Mind's Eye subreddit a day ago. PlayStation support have refunded the game with zero issues, and they said that they're aware of the game's optimization and are investigating the situation. The only other game they've ever said this for was Cyberpunk 2077, which was delisted for 6 months. And this is a screenshot from a PlayStation support conversation. The game is, and this is what the player said, the game is advertised on the official PlayStation launch trailer with 60 FPS footage as pro-enhanced, but that's incorrect. The support agent responds with, "It seems you are correct regarding optimization for this game. The situation is currently under investigation, but in the meantime, let's proceed with your refund request." Okay, seriously, it's got to be said. If your game is so bad, is so poorly optimized, that it cannot stay on PlayStation Store, who Sony has a very, 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 very strict refund policy. Xbox is not as strict. Steam is definitely not as strict. Sony, to have this reaction, is extremely telling on the quality of game that Make a Rocket Boy made. These people had every tool in their arsenal, and this was just a passionless game. And it's really hard to see that. Especially for me, considering Red Dead Redemption 2 is one of my favorite games of all time. On Challenger Gaming Network, I did a video breaking down, it was kind of a love letter to Red Dead Redemption 2. Because in my opinion, it is one of the best games, if not the best game ever created. And I'm not turning this into a Red Dead Redemption 2 review or anything like that. But when you compare and contrast the same, obviously, it's not the exact same individuals, but the same credentials of the individuals, then you start to realize, okay, there's a disconnect here. And this is why indie development is becoming so popular. And these guys are losing that indie title to some degree because they're former Rockstar employees. Now, they did it independently, don't get me wrong, but that's not really the point. They've taken advantage of people who expect better, to be honest with you. And it is hard to see. It is. Anyways, I want to move on here because this one is very interesting to me. So there's a game that came out years ago called Splitgate. Splitgate was it's a first person shooter. You know me. First person shooters are my bread and butter. Their whole gist of it was a mix between Call of Duty and Halo, and then they brought in portals from, like, the game Portal. So you have two portals, certain areas in the map you can put them on. You can put one here, and then you can go through it and come out the other side. Okay, great. It's a very simple concept. The game didn't last long. I really liked it, but they didn't put a lot of content into it. And that was a huge bummer for me because that game was, I found it to be fun, but again, it needed something. and it gave practically nothing. Okay, well, Splitgate 2 came out, and I got to tell you, I've had an absolute blast playing this game. And I mean, I have thoroughly enjoyed it, especially with X-Defiant shutting down. This game has been a breath of fresh air, especially because right now I pretty much refuse to play Call of Duty, especially considering I play on PC and the hacker problem is just, it's gotten bad enough that people can get into your computer, remote into your computer through the lobbies. It's insanity. I don't even know. Activision should be ashamed of themselves. Anyways, they're not. They're shameless. Splitgate has kind of picked up a lot of that mantle because they are, frankly, the only other FPS option out there other than The Finals and kind of Rainbow Six where it's just a first-person arena shooter. And that, to be fair, they did it very well. Now, I'm not here to break down the game. That's my little opinion that I'll throw out because it has some great stuff. But in the Summer Games Fest last week. Anyways, Summer Game Fest is where a lot of big name companies announce the new stuff that they're working on and the new game that they're coming out. I think Black Ops 7, the new Call of Duty, was announced at the end of that. It doesn't matter. Ian Pro? I don't know how to pronounce his name. He's got like a K. Anyways, Cajun name or something like that. Ian, the CEO. And co-founder took the stage at Summer Games Fest. And this is where this drama rolls in, because this is so stupid. He wore a hat that's a MAGA, like the Make America Great Again parody hat, which there's a buttload of these, mind you. He wore this, and it says, Make FPS Great Again. And I saw that, and because I wasn't directly just thinking politically, I found that to be freaking hilarious because it's true. I saw X-Defiant die and it was a good game. I love The Finals. It's a great FPS. What are we doing? Anyways, they announced that they launched a Battle Royale, which is good. And he did, to be fair, kind of slam slammed Call of Duty and stuff like that. And he said, I grew up playing Halo, but I'm tired of playing the same Call of Duty every year, and I wish we could have Titanfall 3. And then he announced a Battle Royale. Now, I want to make something very clear before we move on, because I'm not going to spend a whole bunch of time on this, because this is honestly retarded. Two things. I genuinely, like, genuinely love Splitgate 2. I have had a blast playing it. I played the beta season where you got a bunch of stuff for it, and then it rolled over into the official release. I've had a blast playing this game. And on its face, Make FPS Great Again, I agree with wholeheartedly. It has nothing to do with MAGA. If that's what your first inclination is to, you need genuine therapy or straitjacket. Anyways, this game is fantastic. However, this is a multifaceted issue, and here's why I say that. Ian went out there with this hat on, which I agree with, and he said, so he had 30 seconds to say what he wanted to say, and he said he had a lot to say and couldn't get it all out. I grew up playing Halo. I'm tired of playing the same Call of Duty every year, and I wish we could have Titanfall 3. And he talks about how unoriginal the industry is. And now, to be fair, in a first-person shooter, having the portals thing, having that kind of Halo movement and stuff like that, he's right. Like that's good alteration to a winning formula. But you cannot go out and bash the industry, or at least this FPS section of the industry, and then on its tail go, so we've released a battle royale. And if you don't understand why that's kind of ridiculous, battle royales have been the hype train for years now. It started really with Fortnite, because the gist of a battle royale is, let's say 100 people spawn in on one giant map and you loot and fight until one person remains. That's the whole shtick. I mean, Fortnite back, Lord, when I was in high school, or no, I guess college. Yeah, it was college. I mean, they did it big. They did, I mean, some of the biggest numbers ever for a video game. And then Call of Duty did it in Black Ops 4 with Blackout. And then their Warzone is the big thing. It's still the big thing. Everybody and their brother, God, Battlefield 5 had a Battle Royale mode. And it was awful. Like, it was genuinely terrible, and it could have been great. My point with this is that, like, this is not a new thing. Now, to their credit, the way that they did this Battle Royale is unique, but it's still a Battle Royale. Like, it's not that unique. You can't sit here and bash the industry and go, oh, well, here's a Battle Royale, because we're unique. So we did the same thing everybody else is doing. Halo's been talking about putting one in. Obviously, Call of Duty's got one. Fortnite. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. And it's very hard to sit here and try to defend this guy when he's doing stuff that I agree with. Like, to make FPS great again? Like, that's freaking hilarious. And of course, what happens? Regardless of everything else, people immediately try to go into this making it political thing. And obviously, we're talking about PC Gamer here, which I've talked about PC Gamer. This is a trash heap. I mean, it genuinely is a trash heap. And I mean, these people should be ashamed of the garbage and dribble that they put out. Unfortunately, we're using them. Welcome to the state of gaming journalism, if you even can call it that. Here's why I'm busting on this so hard. I'm not here to, Ian says, I'm not here to apologize, but to clarify, this is not a political statement. It's quite literally what it said, so take it at face value. And that's what I did. And only the people who want to hate Trump took it as anything other than that. And he's right. The state of multiplayer FPS games is tragically still. We hope to fix that, whether you want Arena, Battle Royale, Onslaught, or map creators. Okay, fine. Now, again, making it hard to defend, as soon as this update came out and people went into the store, this is a free-to-play game, mind you, the shop refreshed and an $80 bundle was there. And it was bizarre. I mean, it was super bizarre because it was just like a regular skin with some gun skins and stuff like that. I was like, okay, it's cool. $80 for this, even in a free-to-play game, is insane. Call of Duty's not even doing that. And Call of Duty is exploiting their player base through the store with zero question. And you do this? They ultimately, after all the apology came out, dropped it down to $45. Okay. Ian, the Splitgate boss, kept saying, I'm not apologizing for this. And then 3 days ago, he apologized for this. Splitgate 2 boss apologizes for the division caused by his MAGA style hat, but still insists it wasn't meant to be political. There's division in the community, and for that, I'm truly sorry. And this is exactly what you think it is. People being really mad that his hat had a MAGA connection, and people are just, and this is why PC Gamer is trash. He did not say one way or another whether he personally supports Trump and the MAGA ideology, but apologized for creating division in the Splitgate community. Dude, what in the name of God are we doing? If this is seriously where the route of gaming has gone, we are screwed. And I'm sorry, we really are, because this is so obnoxious. This has absolutely nothing to do with anything. They are, people who are focusing on this hat are so damn delusional that they have completely lost touch with reality. If this is genuinely your concern, oh my God, man. Seriously. And here's the crazy part. There were a lot of people that came to his defense and said exactly what I was saying. And people were very proud of him for not apologizing. And you know what happened the moment he apologized? If you go on Steam's charts right now, the game, oh my God, the game immediately dropped in player base because people were banking on him not apologizing because it's such a stupid thing to apologize for because it has absolutely nothing to do with politics. And the dude apologized anyways, and people were banking on him not doing that. And he did it anyways. This is the problem with making absolutely everything political or not being able to separate yourself from politics because you were so conceited and delusional that everything has to be that way. And that's why this friggin' podcast exists. And I wish it didn't. And that's the crazy part. I wish it didn't, solely because the entire point is to discuss garbage like this. And we will never reach a point where we don't have to talk about this kind of stuff so we can fight back against it. It's the same thing Riley Gaines is doing with men and women's sports. It's the same fundamental mentality. You don't have to make everything political. You don't have to make everything delusional. But if you cannot separate reality from delusion, you get, well, exactly what's happening with the riots in LA right now. Yes, let's loot the Nike and Apple stores for immigration. Like, you're out of your friggin' mind. This is so ridiculous. On every single standpoint of this is ridiculous. Because there is absolutely no reason on God's green earth that a genuinely solid game should be steeped in political controversy because a guy wanted to make fun of the industry for being stale and trying to go against it. Whether or not he is successful doesn't matter. It does matter in the grand scheme. But conversationally, it absolutely doesn't matter, because what matters is exactly what we talk about all the time on here. Somebody has to speak up. Somebody has to grow a pair. And somebody has to get out there and do something about it, even if it's pissing off the right people. Nobody, Black Ops 7 was just announced. Nobody is looking at that and going, okay, yay, it's the savior of Call of Duty. Everybody's sitting there going, oh God, is anything going to come of this? Nobody trusts it. Nobody has any confidence or any faith in the gaming industry to actually do something that's apolitical and passionate. Nobody does. Nobody. And when somebody tries to do it, people try to find ways to cancel them because they try to get politics involved. The dude didn't even make a political statement. People are just so strung up on trying to justify their very loose moral and intellectual standing that they use this to justify that. And it's pathetic. This is why, granted, we see it a lot on the right, but this is why the left is so memed on, to be honest with you, because this level of delusion takes effort. This is malignant narcissism to the nth degree, and it's pathetic because it's a freaking game. It doesn't have to be this way, but it is this way. And for what? To what quality? To what end? There's none. There's none. Boy, that was a little soapbox. That one got me geared up. But seriously, what are we doing? And why? Because it's a good game. And it's what this industry needs. And look at where it's gone. I have to leave it. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to hemorrhage. But seriously, it's pathetic. And honestly, I don't know that this guy dropping a battle royale and doing some things that are not exactly revolutionary are going to prove his point. I think he's done some stuff that actually is proving his point. I think the Portal Arena is fantastic. And it is a fresh take on a stale industry. But, dude, if everybody is so keyed up on making everything hyper-political, no industry nowhere is going to make any strides for improvement. That's just how I feel. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to call it there. Thank you all for watching. As always, go check us out, rightsidemedia.org. There's a bunch of cool stuff that's come up recently, and man, there's been some great content that's come out. You guys need to go check it out if you haven't already. But for now, as always, Birdman here. Thank you all for watching. I'll see you all in the next one. Going to be a fun one. But for now, I'm calling it. Thank you, guys. Y'all have a great day.